It is the Chris and Amy Show. Mark's Kors and Ranji. How you doing out there? Hope you're great. Dave Glover Show takes over at 1 o'clock today. Congratulations to Mark in St. Louis, who won today's pair of tickets for the Outlaw Festival in June at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Again, do not worry. Do not be concerned. You'll have a chance tomorrow and Friday to win, but you got to be listening to this show for your opportunity to win. Multiple ideas have rolled into us, Amy, on what is the what we think a brilliant idea. It was a brilliant idea that since the St. Louis Board of Aldermen cannot come to an agreement on how to spend the $294 million worth of Rams settlement cash, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. We are taking suggestions from you. So we want to hear what you have to say. What do you want it to be spent on? Tell us how much. If it's a nonsensical idea, we are taking those as well. Because is there anything more nonsensical than not being able to figure it out? There's no idea you're going to come with that is more nonsensical than not being able to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've got some more. Do we want to see what are the people saying?
Oh, let's find out what Richard says. Leave us a voice message like Richard did from the Odyssey app.
I was thinking about what you were talking about the Rams settlement. Why don't we just fix up all the old buildings downtown and make them into stores?
Well,
yeah.
That would be a terrible idea.
Well, that would be the goal. That would be the goal to have shopping space and places to hang out and things to do downtown St. Louis.
I like it. What about, Ranj, what if we took $20 million, $20 to $30 million to teach everyone how to drive correctly?
Okay.
Adult driver's ed.
Oh, buddy, let me tell you something. People in Missouri, and I love you. I live here. I live in the state. I love you. Y'all can't drive.
Well,
because you didn't learn to drive. All you had to do was take the driver's test. You didn't take driver's education. I think that everybody who was an adult, except for me, because I grew up on the Illinois side where we know how to have driver's ed, you should have to go through it.
Yeah. I think
how much money?
20 to 30 million. I don't know how much it would cost. Up to 50 million, probably.
Up to $50 million?
Because think of this.
Okay.
If you are a better driver, you think, well, $50 million is an awful lot. Sure, but if you're a better driver and there are fewer accidents, which accidents drain tons of public money, they also put a strain on our emergency services.
True.
So I do think that, you know, you nip it in the bud. You stop it before it happens.
So we've thrown it out to you to give us your suggestions. And are we saying that no suggestion is too ridiculous?
No.
We might tell you that your idea
is
ridiculous. Okay.
Yes, we are saying that.
Here's a suggestion.
Okay.
Use the Rams money to create a St. Louis Riverwalk similar to San Antonio or Oklahoma City. Okay. The idea in theory is great. Problem is, our riverfront floods too much. So how would you do it?
Stilts.
What's on stilts?
The Riverwalk. It's elevated.
Like right in front of the arch grounds?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how far did it go up? This way you get it. Walk to the arch, walk down the stairs, find the flood of 93 line, then walk back up one stair and build it at that level.
Here's
on
a
stilts.
Okay. That just seems...
What? The L in Chicago, that's a subway on stilts.
Okay, but we're talking about an entire street. We want a street
elevated
where you put businesses.
It's easy.
Okay.
Easy. Ever heard of Upper and Lower Wacker?
This idea. Yes, I have heard of Upper and Lower Wacker. Okay. Yeah, just like, let's do an Upper Wacker drive.
Yes.
Okay,
and
that sounds
great.
And
just go to the flood of 93, find the line, walk a step or two up, and then just build it at that level.
Text message says $10,000 for a personal shopper for Ranji so he doesn't look like a damn Democrat. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what
that means. I feel like I...
You kind of look like a bro. I feel like you would go either way.
I look like a bro? Let's see what Terry in Creve Coeur says. Hello, Terry.
Well, hello there. I'm no expert, but like the $294,000 is like winning the lottery. So if you won the lottery, what would you do? Everybody says, talk to a financial advisor. I don't think any of the aldermen are finance experts. So I would invest the money so you could use it years and years along, rather than spending it, and in a couple years you have nothing, no money, and nothing to show for it.
So I mentioned this earlier, Brett. Is it Narian or Narayan? I can never. I hope I said it right, and I apologize to him for it. But he is an older person who said maybe the best thing that we could do is nothing with it, because the money is continuing to grow as we figure it out. It's not like the ARPA money, which had to be allocated before the end of last year. This money is just there. It's not going away.
That was one of the plans with the mayor, and Megan Green wanted to sit on the money and not spend it because you're just going to accrue more money. That's fine, except there are issues that need to be addressed right now, whether it's the water infrastructure or North City, and that's where the frustration is coming from. We don't have time to just sit. People are hurting and struggling with basic services now.
John in Overland, you're on KMOX.
Yeah, the Stills idea reminded me of something. I think I can explain it in about 15 seconds to be quick about it. I to impress ladies, I wear elevator shoes, but if you can only see me from the knees down, it means I'm stuck between floors.
Okay. Thank you, John. appreciate okay. The phone call. A texter says that we should give Matt, with the money, we mm-hmm. should allocate $25 mm-hmm. for Matt Pajeski to get a raise.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But just one $25 payment.
So what about this? $10 million to create an app that's like Shazam that automatically tells you if it's gunfire or fireworks.
Well, that's ShotSpotter.
You just
spotter.
Hold up your phone.
It's ShotSpotter, but it's got to be
we
better
don't have
tech.
It.
That's true.
We need it for the average citizen, to the average resident, to be able to hold up our phone and it's going pow, pow, and it'll go fireworks.
A text message here says that they want us to take all of the $294 million, convert it into coins, and then house it in a giant room downtown, and we can all take turns swimming in it like DuckTales Uncle Scrooge. Okay.
That's ridiculous. I know we said none of it's ridiculous because the coins would hurt.
We'll gut the Railway Exchange building.
Fill it with coins.
We'll fill it with $294 million worth of coins and then dive in it like Scrooge McDuck.
It's not the worst idea.
I've heard worst ideas.
Yeah.
At least that one is fun.
And maybe it would boost tourism.
Because one of these suggestions was to build a second arch with some of the money.
Yeah.
This texter says if you have two arches, you're also going to need a giant red croquet ball between them. So will we need a mallet too?
Well, it depends on which way you want to go. Because if you do two arches, what if you did five arches, each slightly smaller than the next, like nesting dolls, and you could have a nesting doll version of the arches.
So where you open it up and there's just another arch?
So there's like five or six.
Dude, I absolutely love the idea of just, we'll just keep building smaller and smaller arches.
Yeah.
Spend all $294 million.
Yeah.
We'll build a smaller arch that fits just inside. And then another one. Oh, my God. I love this idea.
I love it. What about this one? We have some roads that are just too wide, mm-hmm. unnecessarily wide, like Tucker. What if we take all the extra width from the wide streets, make them slightly narrower, and then widen all the residential streets so you can fit a snowplow down them?
Okay.
It's just it's redistribution of width. I think we should redistribute the width of the streets.
A texter from a 618 wants to open a brothel since we're going to be screwed anyway. Okay.
So, you know, Lafayette Square used to be all brothels.
Keith in Collinsville is with us on KMOX. Hi, Keith.
Yeah, that was funny. I don't want to throw a wrench in the works, but we're the boys from Illinois over here on the east side, and we were all Rams ticket holders for all the time they were here. and we did the Metrolink, and we came over every Sunday. And we think some of that money should come east side.
Oh.
Well.
Okay.
Well, okay.
This is interesting.
What about if we built a bridge, another one, over the Mississippi River that only former Rams season ticket holders could use?
Well, Metrolink, huh?
Yeah, there is. Well, there's that. All right. Well, give us a text or if you think of something of what you want us to do on the east side. What could we do?
Well, this message, and I think we're going to be a few billion short, but
that's
this message
call,
says we should use the settlement money to buy TikTok.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't.
That is a great idea.
We don't have that's not nearly enough money to buy TikTok.
We are. So we're 200 billion short.
This texter says we should buy Greenland.
Maybe 200 billion short.
And another texter says we should buy Gaza. So I don't think we can do.
I feel like we're getting outside of the realm of possibility. You know what? I think these people don't know the value of a dollar.
Well, I do think, Amy, as we go to break here, I think that we should put on our Twitter page. You should be following us at Chris Amy KMOX. Sean Malone's idea to take all $294 million to the roulette table and put it on one color.
Yeah.
And maybe just double our money.
Yeah.
We're going to put that on the Twitter poll, and you tell us if you think that's a good idea for the city, if we should do it. So follow us on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX. It is Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji. We love you. Voice messages on the Odyssey app. You know what to do. Download it. You got to, so you can listen to the show on your phone. And you can listen to Cardinals baseball with the season coming up here. You can drop us a voice message like Aaron did. Hello, Aaron.
Use some of that money and send Amy to rehab since she's still finishing all those bottles of tequila.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yep. Amy declared that she believes she's an alcoholic because it took her 3 months to finish one tequila bottle.
But I've never finished a tequila bottle before by myself. And yes, it took 3 months. But those last drops going into the cup are a little disconcerting. Makes you just pause and go.
No, it really, that's just a normal thing to do. Over 3 months,
yeah.
Amy?
And that was actually all of my drinking.
Some people finish
all in that bottle.
Some people finish those bottles in a couple of days. You spent 3 months.
Yeah.
That's
and I don't drink
normal.
Beer or anything else, so it's not like I was drinking anything else.
A message says, how about taking 100 mil and helping the homeless folks in downtown St. Louis? Some of that money is allocated toward that, is it not? Or at least the ARPA funds are.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I think so. And I think we were talking about paying 911 dispatchers.
Yeah.
Give them a hefty raise, hire a ton of them, hire them away from their current jobs to get some in the city of St. Louis, because this was from a couple of years ago, maybe. But the Riverfront Times, in one of their always in creative stories, said 911 is more of an idea than an emergency service system. That was one of their worst things about St. Louis, is that 911's more of an idea than an actual emergency system.
This is a message that I think this is a useless idea.
Oh.
I think it is. Well, but I don't want to poo-poo it before you get to hear it. $15 million to turn the trolleys into ice cream trucks and extend the tracks all over Forest Park. Would that be more pointless than what it is right now?
Oh, it can't be more pointless. It doesn't work.
Take all the settlement money. Here's from a 618. Bet it on the Chiefs. It's a guaranteed win because the NFL is in cahoots with the Chiefs, and they are guaranteed to win. So
I love a good in cahoots.
If we the Chiefs are right now a 1-point favorite.
Yeah.
I don't know what the money line number is, but we wouldn't double the money. We'd win, I don't know, I'd have to go back and look.
Okay, I had a question from a friend yesterday about this, and now I can't remember the numbers, but Ranj, you kind of understand sports betting, I do not. Something about the Chiefs, if you bet on them, it was like 1.5 or 100, it was like a positive number, but then, because they're expected to win, but then Baltimore was like plus 15 or something, not Baltimore, yeah, no, sorry,
Philly.
So the Philly was plus 15 or something.
Okay.
How could both numbers be positive?
Okay. So that's called a money line.
Okay.
What that means is if you're just betting on the team to win, you're not betting. You know what a spread is, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A spread is how much, how far apart the teams are going to be in final score. So, like, how close the game is. Do they win by 3 points, 7 points, whatever? That's called the spread. The money line is just straight up, who do you think is going to win? Now, if a team is a heavy favorite, that plus number could be a minus, which means, so like, let's say it's plus 175. Mm-hmm. What that means is if you bet on a team that's plus 175, if you put down 100, you get 175 back.
Okay.
That's what that means. If it's like minus 115, that means you bet 100 and you get back 85. Like, you get your 100 back and then you get $85 on top of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what the plus means.
Okay.
All right.
I will say, halfway through that, I started thinking about the Scrooge McDuck. The betting is hard for me to follow. I don't know why. Nothing makes me feel stupider than just trying to follow sports.
Just think of it in terms of $100 bills.
Yeah.
Okay, plus 175.
Yeah.
You put down 100 to get back 175.
It was my understanding that there would be no math.
Well,
that's how I feel.
Oddly, that this is the only area where I understand math.
Yeah, that's why it's called odds.
Is betting.
Like, that's odd.
It is super. That's exactly why they call it odds.
It is. It's just, all of it's odd. It's just, what?
I know math here. It's super odd, but I do.
Yeah.
Tom is in St. Louis on KMOX. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Amy. My idea is this. St. Louis has been a fiasco, as we all know, to get problems solved. So why don't we break the problem down? And the counties that touch St. Louis, give each county the exact amount of money and just ban the city of St. Louis, that do not have the city of St. Louis anymore. And maybe these smaller counties like Kirkwood, Webster, Crestwood, whatever is touching St. Louis, just give all the money, split it all up in the counties that touch St. Louis, draw the line straight to the river from their counties or however
it goes.
To,
I know what Tom's saying. He's saying we should buy Kirkwood. He's saying we should buy all the cities that border up against St. Louis, and they're our city now. It's part of St. Louis.
Well, I think he's saying the opposite.
Well, that's not what I took it.
But, yeah, listen, no.
Did I read this one? I read this one that the Rams should use, or we should use the Rams' money as a down payment to bring the Chiefs here?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Because it would.
Yeah.
We can't buy an NFL team with $294 million.
I know the slogan. The Chiefs, how about you arrowhead to St. Louis?
Pajeski? Yeah, you don't. That's not very good at all, dude. Paint both arches yellow and call it McLewis. Okay.
You can't do that.
We're not. Yeah, we appreciate the suggestion.
That's why we couldn't
from
do.
A 314.
We couldn't do the. We can't do the two arches right next to each other. One needs to be on the east side of St. Louis.
Yes.
One needs to be on the western border. Or what we decided were a nesting doll arches where we just have consecutive five or six that all fit into the other.
Another text message says, why don't we spend the money to buy the TV rights to either the Cardinals or Blues or both so fans don't have to pay extra to watch them? I got a better idea for you. Just listen to Cardinals games on the Odyssey app.
You are going to be able to do that this month.
Totally free.
This
right?
month, you're going to be able to listen to
spring training baseball.
How exciting is that?
Dude, I know. I don't know what the season's going to look like. I just know baseball is coming, and that's pretty cool. So, continue to on our Twitter page, at Chris Amy KMOX. Continue to give us your suggestions, how you think the Rams settlement money should be spent. Give us a number. Give us an idea. We want to hear them. We're going to be back with you tomorrow, and we're going to get started at 10 o'clock. How about that? Anything you missed on the Odyssey app, download the podcast. We love you. Chris and Amy on KMOX.